You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Susan Jordan established the dance department at Auckland University. Her next project, Glass Ceilings, is a feminist dance show that celebrates 125 years of women's suffrage and questions how the corporate ladder affects women in the 21st century. Every dancer in the show is aged 65 or over. I spoke to her about the show and her experiences with age in the dance industry.
I started dancing when I was 7, and then fortunately when I was 10, I was on the professional stage as an extra with the Borovansky Ballet, which then became the Australian Ballet, and also with the New Zealand Ballet. It wasn't royal in those days. So every year I was an extra, and so I learnt my stagecraft on the stage with the likes of John Trimmer and other professional dancers, Russell Kerr. It was just amazing, really, as well as in the studio. I was focused on ballet. I didn't do any other sort of dance. Then that sort of came to an end in a way. I had always wanted to choreograph. I didn't know the word when I was little. When I did understand what the word choreograph to make up a dance was, I looked and saw that all the choreographers and the lead people were males. So I didn't think as a little girl I could be a choreographer. It took quite a while of, you know, and later I came to understand that I could. So it was then I started to turn to contemporary dance.
Sure.
And was over in England in the early 70s and went to the place which was teaching Martha Graham technique, came back here, and actually it was the student union approached me, would I start teaching what's modern dance in those days. So I started teaching Martha Graham technique. The very first work I choreographed was called Dominion, and it was part of the opening celebration of the Maidment Theatre. The Maidment Theatre was a wonderful dance theatre. It was wonderful.
And here we are.
And here we are, these years later.
For everyone who doesn't know, Auckland University has just demolished the Maidment Theatre and it no longer exists.
Yes, so that's very sad. But that I can't Dominion, based on Fairbairn's poem of the same name, as my first professional work. And I eventually, well, not long after that, I moved down to Wellington because choreographing and running a company, I started Movement Theatre, was just taking up too much time. I wanted to perform as well as choreograph, so I went to Wellington and joined Impulse Dance Theatre down there. Both Movement Theatre and Impulse Dance Theatre were forerunners before LIMS was started.
Right.
So,
and did they focus on contemporary dance?
Yes, they were contemporary, but probably far more, my work was always very serious. They were far more appealing to the student market in particular. My work, well, even today, my work's quite serious. So yes, I choreographed and performed down in Wellington, and then I got an Arts Council grant and went to America and did my master's at American U, master's in choreography. And I was funded by Arts Council to do that because there was no graduate program in New Zealand. And my I was in Washington, D.C., and my master's concert was hosted at the New Zealand Embassy.
Oh.
Which is wonderful, yeah.
Very special.
Yeah.
And you said before about the choreographers, they were, before your time, they were all male. Do you feel like contemporary dance in a way was liberating for you because it gave you that opportunity,
yes,
to choreograph?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, and I had learnt so much through my master's. Went to England after that, found that quite stultifying, so I only stayed there about a year. But when I was there, I saw two companies that had been performing up at the Edinburgh Festival, not the Fringe Festival, the main festival.
Mm.
That was Sankai Juku, who were a Japanese company doing quite contemporary work, and Pina Bausch, a German contemporary company. And I saw both of those, and I didn't want to go and learn with them, but they liberated me as to what I could do. So I came back. My work in my early days in Wellington was considered very postmodern, quite hard to access, but entertainment's quite low on my list even these days. I usually have a message in what I'm doing. So, yeah.
Well, and the message in the one coming up, because your next piece, Glass Ceilings, is in this festival, Aspire, a senior dance production at TAPAC.
Yes, it's being performed in libraries as well, and that has funding from the local Albert Eden Board. So, yeah, Glass Ceilings is a work for the 125th anniversary of the women's suffrage in New Zealand, and it is about climbing ladders and trying to break through glass ceilings. It follows on from a work I did for the 100th celebration in Wellington 25 years ago, obviously, called Bone of Contention. And that one, that finished with a victory dance. This is history, women's suffrage history. When the bill was passed, finally passed in Wellington, that women were given the vote, a telegram was sent to the people in Christchurch. That's where Kate Shepherd was. Okay. Of course, there were centres throughout New Zealand, but Christchurch was the main centre 125 years ago. And Kate Shepherd and all her colleagues, people were gathered in the town hall. And just another bit of history, the town hall was the same design as the one in Wellington and in Auckland in those days. And everyone who was there took out a white hanky and waved it. So the bone.
Not just the women.
Well, I don't know. I'm imagining there were men there. The town hall was full. And they took out white hankies and waved them. So I finished Bone of Contention with the white hanky victory dance. And I've started glass ceilings with a white hanky.
So, and all the dancers wear Kate Shepherd masks.
At the beginning, they have a Kate Shepherd mask. Doesn't always stay that way. There are other masks on the back. But they are dressed in black with purple tops. Five women and one man. I keep on telling Dick he's the honorary man. It's not Dick. He feels a bit threatened. And all the performers are aged between 72 and 81. So cool. I'm working with seniors there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's glass ceilings.
And 125 years on, it is called glass ceilings and climbing the ladder, so clearly it's a little bit more focused on what's happening now.
Yes, it starts with the history and moves to...
And what do you think the issues are today? What kind of stuff is it focusing on?
It's the same. They're the same issues that we as women have to fight to get to the top.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't ask this in the dance, but a ladder as a symbol. Am I? Do we really want to climb corporate ladders? that's a question I ask. Do we have to do that?
Mm. Can't we just take the ladders away?
Can we take the ladders away? So the more 25 years later, I see from you younger women, and I'm really reminded of this, and by my daughter. Equity for everyone, not just for... I mean, the suffrage movement really 125 years ago was white, educated women.
Yeah.
I think, equity for everyone, no matter your race, no matter your education. So I see that the issue is far broader. Why are people stopped from being able to earn a decent living? Why, and the sexual abuse...
Yeah,
I mean, I went to the exhibition at the museum, Are We There Yet? And I came away from that. It's a wonderful exhibition. I came away from that sad and angry. When they've got a graph up on the wall to do with sexual violation. And it's increased. Yeah. It's increased enormously. And that made me really sad and angry that is still happening.
Yeah.
So I get speechless, which is why I dance, I suppose. My art
your form. Movement is your expression.
That's
powerful.
Yes.
And you were saying no matter your race, but also no matter your age, right?
That's true, no matter your age, yes.
And so all the dancers, as you said, are between 72 and 81. So what's the reason behind that?
Well, my focus really for the past 8 years has been on seniors. I was challenged by a colleague. Was when the Young at Heart Choir was touring here. That's an American singing group of older people. And we were having coffee together in a meeting, and she said to me, why haven't you started something for older people, older dancers? And I had no answer, so I had to go and do something about it. And I went and I got funding, and it first of all started as Dance Mobility, and then I've rebranded it as Seniors Dance. My classes are overflowing. I've got somebody else teaching class. Sue McRae teaches classes in Remuera in Newlyn. I'm in Mount Albert. I'm looking for other teachers. I'm looking for dancers who are in their 40s and 50s who want to focus on seniors, because I have a whole a curriculum, really, a whole way of doing it. And the choreography has come out of it. It's only been the past 3 years that I've been formed the company. So the company is project by project, depending on what time of year it is and what it is. I've done things like in supermarkets. The dances tend to be short because older people, if they're not trained, can't remember them. I've done the bike ballet, which was the beginning of last year in the Aotea Square. I do all sorts of crazy things. Yeah. I'm trying to take dance out to the people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm focusing on seniors, and it's all part of creative aging.
Creative aging as a good thing to combat loneliness and...
Absolutely. Jean Cohen, who was in Washington, D.C., not at the university that I was at, he was a gerontologist, and he was running experiments in the 80s. And to discover that any creative activity for anyone, that creative activity, creating things, is really good for the brain.
Yeah.
No matter what age. And he, being a gerontologist, was looking at older people and discovered that this was just amazing. And dance in particular, there's been lots of research done on this. Dance is great for the body, terrific for balance and for keeping you moving and mobile. It's also great for the mind, the creative aspect of the mind, and the social. You don't dance alone.
Yeah.
You dance with other people.
It's a form of connection.
Absolutely.
But those endorphins are a form of happiness, right?
Yes.
I remember one time I did a workshop at the New Zealand Dance Company where we were learning to do handstands, and I think it was Tapua who was teaching us. He said, you know, people do drugs to get high, but I just do handstands.
Yes, that's great. Yes, you do. And it's the music. It's all aspects of it.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful. So I've just come back from a trip funded by Arts Council to look at creative ageing in Britain and parts of America. And, I mean, it's been an that term has been taken up and used. It's not known in New Zealand, creative ageing, that concept, except there's lots of creative activity going on.
Yeah.
And I want it to be gathered together under that heading of creative ageing.
Totally.
So that it goes into strategies. So I've just, and I've got other people to do this too, put into the Ministry of Social Development. They were calling for ideas for their ageing population strategy, a new strategy. And I've suggested, Arts Council wrote in, other people have written in, saying that creative ageing should be there. Because unless you have creative ageing or in the strategy, there won't be funding.
Mm.
And what I discovered in Britain, I mean, they've had the Baring Foundation over there, they've put millions into all of this, but it's very strongly in the health sector. And that's where it needs to be here as well.
Yeah.
Because participating... It might be playing the ukulele, it might be writing poetry, it might be telling stories, it might be painting, dancing, whatever, doing something, is a health. It's great for the body, it's great for the mind. It can help. It can also help when you've got age-related disabilities, such as dementia or Parkinson's. There's a whole program for Parkinson's. Stroke recovery, any of those things that tend to affect you when you're older, not only then, but tends to generate more. There are participating in our artistic activities, art, creative activities. It's just so great for everyone.
Yeah.
So it should be funded by the funding by the health department as well.
Yeah. Hopefully we see that happening soon.
I hope so.
Is there anything that you want to say before we finish?
Well, the Aspire show is coming up. That's being run under Northern Dance Network. I'm curating and producing it. And all the performers in the show on the 22nd of September, all the performers are over 60. It's an hour show and it's got all sorts of dance in it. Ethnic dance, well, I mean, all dance is ethnic, but it's got Chinese, and Indian and Korean, as well as formation ballroom, my own work, glass ceilings is in it. So there's all sorts of dance and that's on at Tapac.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
That was choreographer Susan Jordan, and their show Glass Ceilings will be on at Tapac on Saturday the 22nd of September, and we'll be right back after these messages.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.